church there, the churches, I should say, and also the orphanage, and also with regard to Kenya. The enemy has been very active. I don't think that is rocket science. It's pretty evident he doesn't like what's coming from this assembly. And I give God all the praise and all the glory. And I don't take it for granted, because we're not perfect. We're still overcoming, and God's working with us. But as long as what is taking place is persecution, rejection, all the things going, is for righteousness' sake. And that is always my heart's desire, and God knows. And there's a lot of lies that are going on, twisted truths, and various things like that. And we have to leave all these things with God, and we pray and we intercede, because God always is the one that will have the final say. With regard to India, I have spoken to Brother Danny, and I said to him that I was going to share this with the church, because we really do need to supplicate and pray. I have been very much in prayer, interceding before the Lord, and Danny is in Australia at the moment, and he's delayed his returning back to India, and there is a reason for this, and how the Lord has opened up has been a bit, well, it's remarkable how these contacts have come, and how families have taken him in, you know, and so on. That's another story, but we thank and praise the Lord for that. And I've been able to talk to one or two of the saints there in Australia. He's been at the moment in Brisbane, but he's coming back to Melbourne on Tuesday. Now, when I went to India, we had a very, very blessed time. The Holy Spirit really, really moved, and you've heard my testimony on that, so I'm not going to go over those things. And of course, I went there for the orphanage and was just so bowled over, I think is the word, with God, what he's doing, what he's done there, how these precious little lives are just transforming and changing. And as you know, many of them have come from very traumatic experiences. Many of them sadly saw their parents murdered because they believed in Jesus. I can't get my head around that one, but God knows. God knows. And much prayer and intercession has gone in for the orphanage. We have a home, a house. Now, I go back 3-4 years ago when I was in India. We were coming back from somewhere, and Danny happened to point out, he said, that place is for sale over there. Nice place, isn't it? And it's by the river. It's 4 miles outside Mandapita. And I said, yes. I said, praise God. And I had a quickening in the spirit. And I sought the Lord about this place when I returned back. But of course, it was the money, you know, it was very much out of our reach in many ways. But he said, they're having a problem selling this place, because it's supposed to be cursed. Now, the Indians are very, very superstitious. And there are places that can be on the market for a very, very long time if they know that there's problems or it's curses or things have happened. I said, well, that's no problem to us. I said, Jesus broke the curse at Calvary. Amen. I remember praying about it. Anyway, to cut a long story short, after those years, we had that place, and it has opened up. And there was a banker and his wife who had purchased the place, and Daddy was renting it off them because he had improved the place downstairs. He had built all these showers and toilets and various things. He didn't really know why, he just did it, you know. But of course, we can see why that was, because of course, when you've got 100 children, mothers, you know, only too well, all the washing and bathing and various things like that. So it was a godsend. I mean, it really, really was. So they were using the downstairs, and the family, the banker, were living upstairs. He wanted them to sell the place because he was in debt. He got debts that he needed to pay. And I didn't know this, but Danny took a step of faith, and he said, we will buy the place, it will be the orphanage for the children, and so on. We had a certain amount of money which was paid down, like a sort of deposit type thing, and the rest of the money was to be paid off. Now, I didn't really know about all of this till I actually got to India, and I'll leave that side of it, because Danny and I, we've settled our issues on that. But I want to say, from where he was coming from, I have no doubt in my heart his desire to put the kingdom first, that orphanage, that those children and everything. But sometimes we do things, don't we, as Christians? We do a thing right, but in the wrong way, if you can understand that. And in the wrong way, sometimes we just lack wisdom. But the heart is right. And I know that. We can look at King David, we can look at many in situations like that. And what he did was, he decided to make the orphanage a trust. And there are four of them who are in the trust. And he did this because he wanted to show the people, the church, and everyone, that it wasn't for him. It wasn't something that he wanted, we're going to make money out of. Because like everywhere, properties are going up and up and up in value all the time. So this trust he made out, and this trust is bound for 5 years. So there's nothing you can do. You can't change it. We cannot sell it. It's for the orphanage. That's how it's worked. That's how it was arranged through a lawyer. And Danny was trusting and believing, and indeed still is, and we still are. But money is needed to be paid to pay it off. And this banker made an agreement with Danny, and that he was prepared for it to be paid off over a period of time, or a certain amount paid, and so on. And of course, he was trusting the Lord and everything. And outwardly, in the natural, that's not happened. So, what he's done, now, they have moved somewhere else, so they're not with the body anymore. So his family, he and his wife, are Christian, but they're very, very young in the faith. And the wife sort of said, well, look, let's give grace, let's give time. And the timing of all of this was interesting, because this was all happening when I went out there. So I was spending a lot of time when not ministering, and God gave me this time, really praying and suffocating. And they've now, because they need this money to pay off their debts, they sadly had to place this into the police hands, which then makes the whole thing unpleasant. Danny had already arranged that he was going to Australia for a conference, which was to do with those that run orphanages and various things like that, and how the Lord manifested the money for that trip. Again, one saw the Lord working in this. And he, I think, was hoping that there could be some way, a connection or whatever, and there may well still be, so I don't dismiss how God works, but I think he was hoping that there was going to be a connection or where we could get sponsors where this money could be paid. It's a large amount of money. I will give the amount that needs to be paid. It's $65,000. And as yet, nothing's happened. Now, in the meantime, this went into the police hands, and what the police do, they will start to ring, and Danny was getting phone calls. He wasn't always telling me. And of course, the police try and threat, you see. They're not the nicest of people, and so on. So he warned that this would have to go into the government's hands, which means it goes into a court. And so that is where we are now. It's now the government officially have at the moment taken over the orphanage. It's in their domain. They are giving a month and a half grace for the money to be paid up. They were after Danny because they wanted to put Danny in prison. Now, can you see the timing of all of this? Where he'd arranged a long time back to be in Australia, so he's not in prison, because you don't want to go to prison in India, period. He's very down, he is really battling, he's battling depression, and, you know, I do understand. And he's coming back to Melbourne. He's going to return on the 4th of August. That is stretching his visa right to the end, because he's allowed 3 months. He won't probably have to go to prison, but what will happen is, from what he tells me, he will have to go to court, and what they generally do is government will take the whole thing back. We don't know the outcome of the children. They could sell it, they could turn it into a shrine for Hindus. There's a number of things that they could do. That's what they can do. So that is what has happened. That is where we are with regard to the orphanage. To say that my heart was not broken in this would be a lie. It really did affect me when I was out there. And sometime a while to minister the word seemed to be the last thing I wanted to do. But all I need to do, like everything, is the only thing you can do, you turn fully to Jesus. You consecrate that time, prayer and everything, and I thank God for that, and he gave me that time to be able to do it. So that is where we are, and the reason that I'm raising this up, obviously, please, can you get into prayer and supplication before God? I don't know whether the Lord may lead for us as a body, or for those that want to, have got the burden on their heart maybe to have a day of prayer and fasting. I don't know. I can't force those things. I can only present it to you. I think if you saw what is there, not only to the children, but the people who are helping, what it provides, what this place is providing, giving, not only refuge, it brings fellowship there. They all help. They do it with such love, such respect. They have such respect for that place. It is a beautiful place. It's lovely and everything. And I just cried out and I said, Lord, this cannot. This cannot go, for what this stands for and what it's offering. And not only that, but it will, in the natural, discredit Danny. It will make him look very bad. And you know the situation that's going on there with his father. His father will really use that against him. So there's so many issues. There's so many mountains in the natural. It's just totally against them. Nothing I know to God. And I said, Lord, this doesn't take you by surprise. You even knew this before the foundation of the world. It's doing the right thing, but sadly in the wrong way. And I know his heart is right. His heart is for that. He wants nothing out of it, because he could. He could make a huge amount of money out of this, Danny could. But he's clearly shown, that's why he did it as a trust. After the 5 years, we then can decide it could be sold or whatever. But the whole thing is utterly tied. That is the point. So we're up against an absolute, almost impossible situation. So I'd wanted to share this, but I felt I would leave this at the right time. And I believe it is the right time to share this now. They don't know about this in India, only just Chitty Babu and those who are involved. Even many of the workers there who help, and help with the children, they don't really know what's going on, although they will see a few things happening, and maybe will ask him questions. But they fundamentally don't know, and certainly the churches don't know. So, I did say to Danny, I will bring this before the assembly for prayer. He didn't say no. He wasn't totally happy with it at first, but the Lord works suddenly in our hearts, and so on. So I have presented that to you, and I will value prayer with regard to this. And I want to just praise and thank those that are supporting the orphanage and the give, because it feeds them. You know, and so I want to thank the Lord for that. We've not lost it. We still hope. We've got a month and a half grace. We serve a God of wonders and miracles. Mm-hmm. Nothing is impossible. So I just want to praise and thank God. Hallelujah.